fair to any cash.
Is anybody like that here?
Yeah, anybody.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Good night.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Olorun mi,
I have a Father, Almighty Father, peace, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. To him and say, my Father, you are the Almighty. How can I have you as a father and continue to suffer? Send help to me. Send help to me. Let's cry to the Almighty God. You are the Almighty. How can I have you as a father and continue to suffer? Send help to me, Lord. Send help to me.
Ryan, I was in me. You are Ryan, I was in me.
Lift your voice to him and say, my Father, I am your child. Don't let the world say, where is my God? Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I'm your child. I am your child. I'm nobody else. I'm your child. Don't let the world say, where is my God? Dide togun togun
Oluwa,
dide tija tija, dide alagbara, dide Olorun mi, ko wa seranwo fokan mi, dide o. Almighty God. I said, Father, for how long will the enemy laugh?
fun igbawo ni awon ota o ti ma fi mi rerin
ele arise o lord
ibe oluwa
and defend your church
ti o si gbeja ijo reja
defend me o lord
oluwa gbeja mi ja
defend my family
gbeja molebi mi
arise o lord
oluwa dide
let's talk to the almighty god
olorun olodumare soro
Mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 106.
Ori Dafidi. Ori Kefa Leni Ogonu.
Verses 4 and 5.
Ese Keri Ati Ikanu.
Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation.
Oluwa, fi oju rere ti iwo ni si awon eniyan re.
That I may see the good of thy choosing, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. God never forgets.
Olorun o ki gbagbe.
His capacity to know and remember is beyond human comprehension.
Ipa ati agbara re lati mo ati lati ranti o koja oye eniyan.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28.
Isaiah ori ogoji ese kejidiniogbon.
Isaiah 40 verse 28.
Isaiah ori ogoji ese kejidiniogbon.
He said there's no searching his understanding.
Psalm 139
verse 1-6.
Ori Dafidi ori kokandini adoje ese kini de kefa.
Psalm 139 verse 1-6.
Ori Dafidi ori kokandini adoje ese kini ati kefa.
Tells us that even what you are thinking, before you think it, he already knows.
Uti oro gan ki otile do ro tan o ti mo.
He never forgets.
Ko gbagbe ri.
However, he may choose not to remember.
Ṣugbọn o, o wa le yan lati ma ranti.
Isaiah 43 verse 25.
Iwe Isaiah ori ketale ni ogoji ese karundinlogbon.
Isaiah 43 verse 25.
Iwe Isaiah ori ketale ni ogoji ese karundinlogbon.
He said concerning his people, he said, "Your sins will I remember no more." In other words, he said, I may decide not to remember. I retain the freedom to say I want to remember.
Oni emi ni ipa ati agbara lati le yan wipe mo ni ranti o bayi bayi mo.
Whenever he decides to remember.
Ṣugbọn oni igba kigba to ba wa pinu lati ranti.
If he decides what to remember,
to ba pinu ohun to n fe ranti,
he moves very very fast.
O wa ma nmu o ma nrin pelu gege bi ina ni.
Like you have been told,
gege bi ati so fun wa,
in the case of Joseph,
gege bi nipa ti Joseph,
in Genesis 41,
ni Genesis ori kokanle ni ogoji,
from verse 1-44,
lati ese kini de ikerin le logoji,
Genesis 41 verse 1-44,
Genesis ori kokanle logoji ese kini de ikerin le logoji.
Moment he decided
It is time to remember Joseph.
Ní kété tó pinnu pé àkókò tó láti wá rántí Joseph.
Within 24 hours.
Láàrin wákàtí mẹ́rìnlélógún.
Everything changed.
Ohun gbogbo yí padà.
The Almighty God is going to remember somebody here tonight.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè, a rántí ẹnìkan ní ìlálẹ́ yìí.
And I know that even before you get home.
Èmi sì wá mọ̀ pé kò tiẹ̀ tó délé.
Everything will be different.
Ohun gbogbo á ti yí padà.
I'm not talking to everybody.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo ènìyàn ni mò ń bá wí o.
I'm talking of only one fellow.
Ẹyọ ẹnìkan ṣoṣo ni mò ń sọ
nípa rẹ̀. I said God will remember someone here tonight.
Mo ní Ọlọ́run á rántí ẹnìkan ní ìlálẹ́ yìí.
And before you get home.
Kò sì tó délé.
Things will change dramatically.
Ohun gbogbo á yí padà tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́.
Whenever he chooses to remember.
Nígbàkigbà tó bá yàn láti rántí.
He will move the heavens and the earth.
Á wá mi ọ̀run àti ayé.
It will be as if we can use the language, it will be as if God suddenly wakes up from his sleep.
Bàbá lè wò, a lè fojú inú wò pé yóò dàbí pé Ọlọ́run wá tajigiri.
And when God suddenly wakes up as it were like that.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá tajigiri yìí.
He moves the heaven and the earth.
Á wá mi ọ̀run àti ayé títì.
To quickly do what he has remembered that he wants to do.
Láti lè ṣe ohun tó rántí ni ní kankan.
I mean the case of Joseph that we mentioned.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àpẹẹrẹ Joseph ti àti sọ ṣáájú yìí.
He took away the sleep of a king.
Ó wá rí i pé ọba ò lè sùn.
Gave him two troublesome dreams.
Ó mú kó láwọn àlábàmì méjì.
The king woke up and could no longer rest.
Ọba wa jí kò lè sùn mọ́.
He couldn't eat breakfast.
Kò lè jẹun àárọ̀.
He couldn't sit down.
Kò lè jókòó.
He was pacing up and down because God remembered Joseph.
Kò lè bẹ̀rẹ̀, kò lè wo ti nítorí pé Ọlọ́run rántí Joseph ni.
I don't know what God is going to do tonight.
Mi ò mọ ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe lálẹ́ yìí.
But I know.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo mọ̀.
That there is somebody here tonight.
Pé ẹnìkan ń bẹ ní ìlálẹ́ yìí.
Someone listening to me right now.
Ẹni tó ń gbọ́ mi nísinsìnyí.
Before the sun rises.
Kí òòrùn tó yọ.
You will know.
Ìwọ gan á mọ̀.
That God has already remembered you.
Pé Ọlọ́run ti rántí ẹ.
When he remembers someone.
Nígbà tó bá rántí ẹnìkan.
Because of that one fellow.
Nítorí ẹyọ ẹnìkan yìí.
He could go to a town.
Ó lè lọ sí ìlú kan.
In Mark chapter 10.
Nínú ìwé Mark oríkẹwàá.
Verse 46 to 52.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínláàádọ́ta dé kejìléláàádọ́ta.
Mark 10 46 to 52.
Mark oríkẹwàá ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínláàádọ́ta dé kejìléláàádọ́ta.
He went to Jericho because he remembered one blind man.
Ó lọ sí ìlú Jericho nítorí ó rántí ọkùnrin afọ́jú kan ni.
When he remembers someone.
Nígbà tó bá rántí ẹnìkan.
He could even walk to the graveyard because of that one fellow.
Ó tilẹ̀ lè lọ sí ibi ibojì nítorí ẹyọ ẹnìkan yìí.
In Mark 5.
Nínú ìwé Mark oríkàrún.
Verse 1 to 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ogún.
Mark 5 verse 1 to 20.
Mark oríkàrún ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ogún.
He remembered.
Ó rántí.
That there was a man he created.
Pé ẹnìkan bẹ tí òun dá.
To be an evangelist.
Láti jẹ́ ajíhìnrere.
Where is this man?
Kí ibo lẹni wá?
Oh, he's in the graveyard.
Ó wà ní ibojì ní ìtẹ́.
Completely captured by demons.
Ló jẹ́ pé àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù ti dé ní ìgbèkùn.
Ah, I remembered my purpose for that man.
Mo wá rántí èrò ìdí mi tí mo fi dá ọkùnrin yìí.
I will go and meet him in the graveyard.
Má lọ bá a ní ibi ibojì òkú tó wà.
I will chase out the demons out of him.
Gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ni màá sì lè jáde.
I will restore his destiny.
Màá sì dá ìpín àti àyànmọ́ rẹ̀ padà
fún. Somebody listening to me tonight.
Ẹnìkan bẹ tó ń gbọ́ mi lálẹ́ yìí.
As the Almighty God lives.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè ti ń bẹ láàyè.
The purpose of God for your life.
Èrè ìdí tí Ọlọ́run fi dá ọ.
Will be revisited tonight.
Amen. Ọlọ́run á bẹ̀wò lálẹ́ yìí.
I will just give you some examples quickly.
Màá kàn fún yín ní àwọn àpẹẹrẹ díẹ̀ díẹ̀ ní kankan.
So that we can then go back and talk to God a little more.
Kí a bá tún lè lọ padà lọ bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Take Abraham for example.
Ẹ jẹ́ àwọn Abraham fún àpẹẹrẹ.
God had made so many great promises to him.
Ọlọ́run ti ṣe àwọn ìlérí lóríṣiríṣi fún.
I will bless you.
emi abukun fun o.
I will make you great.
Ma so di nla.
I will make your name great.
Ma si so ruko re di nla.
You'll be a blessing.
Wa je ibukun.
Those who bless you will be blessed.
Awon to ba bukun fun won o je ni ibukun.
Those who curse will be cursed.
Awon to ba fi ore wa o fi won re.
Through you I bless the whole family of the whole world.
Ati nipa re gbogbo orile ede agbaye ni o di ibukun.
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3.
Ni Genesis orikeji laise kini de iketa niyan wa.
Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3.
Genesis orikeji laise kini de iketa.
Abraham said amen to all of them.
Abraham si so ami si gbogbo eleyi.
Years passed.
Odun wa nri koja odun.
Every year kept on adding more and more promises.
Godu se nlo si ni Olorun tun fi awon ibukun mi ikun awon ti tate iwa.
But then by the time they got to Genesis 17.
Sugbon nigbati won wa de Genesis ori keta di ni ogun.
Verse 17 there.
Ese keta di ni ogun.
Genesis 17 verse 17.
Genesis ori keta di logun ese keta di logun.
When God began to say the same thing again that he had been saying for 25 years.
Nigba to Olorun tun wa bere si ni so to ti so fun odi di odun 25.
Abraham laughed.
Abraham warerin.
He laughed so much he fell on his face.
O rerin titi o fi subu lule.
He was saying to God, let's forget this joke.
Ope o wa so follow pe eyi te so awada yi ti to ge.
But God never forgets. By the time we get to Genesis 18, like the pastor who spoke before me had already shown you, there was a different kind of laughter in the life of Abraham.
Abraham,
initially they were laughing, mocking God himself.
Akoko erin to kokori o fi Olorun gan rerin eleya ni.
But after Genesis 18,
sugbon leyin Genesis ori keji ni
logun, God remembered him.
Nigba ti Olorun ranti re,
the laughter changed.
Erin na yi pada.
In that name that's above every other name,
ni oruko na to ju gogo oruko lo.
Because you came tonight,
nitori pe o wa si lale yi,
you will sing a new song.
Wa korin tuntun.
I say you will sing a new song.
Oni wa korin tuntun.
We've already mentioned Joseph.
Ati so fun wa nipa ti Joseph.
It was God who gave him dreams.
Olorun lo fun lawon ala.
Boy was just minding his own business.
Ise ti e lo nse kiri.
God began to show him the future.
Olorun wa bere si ni fi ojo ola han.
Beautiful dreams.
Awon ala ti o rewa.
But what did the boy find?
Ṣùgbọ́n kí ló wá rí lẹ́yìn rẹ̀?
It landed in a dry pit.
A kọ́kọ́ jù ú sínú kànga gbígbẹ.
Thank God it was dry.
A dúpẹ́ o pé kànga náà kò sómi ń bẹ̀.
And then it was sold into slavery.
Ṣùgbọ́n lẹ́yìn náà wá tà á lẹ́rù.
And God was still sitting down on his throne.
Ọlọ́run sì tún jókòó lórí ìtẹ́ rẹ̀ bákan náà ń wò ó.
And in the heart of that boy, where are the dreams?
Ninu gedegede okan omokunrin na a ma bere lowo ara re pe bo lawon ala yi wa.
And then he landed in prison.
Lẹ́yìn náà ó tún wá dé ìrònú túbú.
From fry pan to fire.
Láti inú abọ́ dénú iná.
Where are the dreams?
Bo ni àwọn ala yi wa.
And then he met somebody, maybe this fellow will help me.
Bo wa pàdé ẹnìkan ni àbóyá lẹ́yìn á ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
And the fellow forgot him completely.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni náà wá gbàgbé rẹ̀ pátápátá.
But God remembered.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run rántí.
And suddenly the destiny of Joseph was fulfilled.
Lójijì, àwa mú ìpè rẹ̀ àti àyànmọ́ rẹ̀ ṣẹ.
God created you for a purpose.
Èrèdí pàtàkì kan wà tí Ọlọ́run fi dá ọ.
God doesn't do anything without a reason.
Ọlọ́run kì í ṣe ohunkóhun láì ronú.
He didn't send you into the world just to populate the place.
Kò kàn rán ọ wá sínú ayé yìí pé kò kàn wá bá wọn kújọ.
No, he sent you into the world for a purpose.
Ìdí pàtàkì kan wà tó fi dá ọ.
The enemy may try to cover your light.
Ọ̀tá lè pinnu ọ tàbí láti lè dọwọ́ bo ògo rẹ̀.
They may want to blow out your flame.
Wọ́n tilẹ̀ lè fẹ́ pa ṣe ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ lógodò.
But in that name that's above every other name.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní orúkọ tí ó ju gbogbo orúkọ lọ yìí.
Because you came tonight.
Nítorí pé o wá sí ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
You will fulfill your destiny.
Wọ yóò mú gbogbo ìran Ọlọ́run ṣẹ nínú ayé rẹ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
The history of your family is full of ups and downs. Ups and downs.
Ìtàn gbogbo ìtàn àwọn mọ̀lẹ́bí rẹ òfò ní kúfọ̀ ládìde ló pọ̀ jù nínú rẹ.
The Lord says a new beginning starts today.
Ọlọ́run wá ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ tuntun bẹ̀rẹ̀ lálẹ́ yìí.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìlálẹ́ yìí.
He said very soon.
Dé láìpẹ́.
You will be chasing those who are chasing you now.
Ìwọ ni wàá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní lé gbogbo àwọn tó ń lé ọ nísinsìnyí.
He said because power will change hands tonight.
Pé nítorí pé agbára yóò yí padà lálẹ́ yìí.
A ó ṣe ìṣípòpadà agbára lálẹ́.
A ó ṣe ìṣípòpadà agbára lálẹ́ yìí.
He will take the power from those who are chasing you and put it in your hand. That's what he said.
A wá gba agbára lọ́wọ́ àwọn alágbára tí ìfagbára ní ọ́ lára. A gbé agbára náà lé ọ lọ́wọ́.
In the case of the widow of Zarephath.
Nípa ti opó Zarephath.
This widow was managing before.
Arábìnrin yìí ó kàn rápálá jayé tẹ́lẹ̀ ni.
Little by little, the food decreased in the house.
Ení tere èjì tere oúnjẹ inú ilé rẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní dínkù.
Until only one meal was left.
Títí ó wá fi kó ẹyọ kan ṣoṣo.
I wasn't there.
Mi ò sí ń bẹ̀ ìjọ yẹn.
But I'm sure that woman must have been praying.
Mo mọ̀ pé a ti máa gbàdúrà.
God, what am I going to do?
Ọlọ́run kí ni kí n ṣe?
Food is finishing.
Oúnjẹ yìí ń tán lọ.
Help me, O Lord.
Ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
And then there was the last meal.
Ó títí ó wá fi kó ẹyọ kan ṣoṣo.
And God remembered.
Ọlọ́run wá rántí rẹ̀.
Hey, there's a widow who needs help.
Opó kan bẹ tó nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́.
And he sent help urgently.
Ó wá rán ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí i ní kankan kankan.
When God remembers you.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá rántí rẹ̀.
He sends help urgently.
Á rán ìrànlọ́wọ́ sí ọ ní kankan.
All the enemies who think they are going to swallow you up.
Gbogbo àwọn ọ̀tá tí wọ́n rò pé wọ́n gbé ọmì.
My father will disappoint them tonight in Jesus' name.
Bàbá mi yóò já wọn kulẹ̀ lálẹ́ yìí ní orúkọ Jésù.
Why? Because Psalm 46 verse 1.
Kí ni ìdí rẹ̀? Nítorí pé ìwé orin Dáfídì orí kẹrìndínlẹ́ àádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ kìíní.
Psalm 46 verse 1.
Orí kẹrìndínlẹ́ àádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ kìíní.
It says is the ever present help in time of trouble.
Ó ní lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ ìrànlọ́wọ́ ní ìgbà ìpọ́njú.
Before the boat sinks.
Kí ọkọ̀ ojú omi ó tó wọlẹ̀.
He will wake up from sleep.
A jí nínú oru rẹ̀.
Before sorrow swallows you up.
Kí ìbànújẹ́ ó tó gbé ọmì.
He will arise for your help.
Yóò dìde fún ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ.
When he remembers you.
Nígbà tó bá rántí rẹ.
According to Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìwé Isaiah orí ọgọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógún ti wí.
Isaiah 60 verse 22.
Ewe orin Isaiah ori ogota ese kejilelogun.
When he remembers you, he will hurry to help.
Nigba to ba ranti re, ohun o sare lati ran lowo.
He said a little one shall become 1,000.
Pe eni kekere kan yo di egberun.
A small one, a strong nation.
Ati eni kekere yo di orilede nla.
I, the Lord, will hasten it. In his time.
Èmi Olúwa yóò ṣe é ní kankan ní àkókò rẹ̀.
When God remembers you, He begins to hurry. And I know He's hurrying towards somebody tonight. He's hurrying quickly, coming towards somebody who is desperately in need of help. That help will arrive before tomorrow morning.
Amen.
You know, the story of the widow of the prophet in 2 Kings chapter 4. Thank you, Father.
Baba Yeshua.
The Lord said somebody is having some serious problem with his digestive system. The Lord asked me to assure you He has already replaced it.
Amen.
Oh, I want to say amen to this one before I tell you. He said, my finger will touch someone here tonight for good.
Baba mi so wi pe ika ohun yo kan enikan nisisin yi lale yi fun rere.
In 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7.
Ninu iwe oba keji ori kerin ese kini de ikeje.
2 Kings 4 verse 1 to 7.
Iwe oba keji ori kerin ese kini de ikeje.
A widow was heavily in debt. And God didn't do anything. Because the woman didn't pray. She was just managing. And then one day the creditor came and gave her 24 hours to pay up or lose her children. Then she cried to God. And God answered in less than 24 hours. The prayers for tonight is for those of us who are desperate for God's help. And I can assure you in the name of the one who called me, as a result of tonight's prayer, testimonies will last for the next 5 years.
Awo bere cinema jeri titi di odun marun siwaju si.
He hurried to help her within the time limit set by the enemy. The woman that they thought was going to die in debt became so rich, she paid her debt and she had enough for the rest of her life. As the Lord lives, by this time next month, somebody will stand here and tell the congregation that God had canceled all that He owed. You can take another example in Daniel chapter 4. It's the story of
Nebuchadnezzar.
A very, very powerful king. As a matter of fact, during his time, he was the number one king in the whole world. Then he became proud. He forgot the God who raised him up. God warned him. He didn't listen. God said, repent. He didn't agree. So God said, all right, let's teach him a lesson.
We
won't kill him, we'll just teach him a lesson. And for 7 years, he walked about naked, eating grass like an oxen. And then, after 7 years, God remembered him. And he turned the tide for him.
It's
one lesson to learn from that story. No matter how terrible your situation may
be,
since you are still breathing, there is hope for you. Nebuchadnezzar was breathing.
Nebuchadnezzar received me.
And so they couldn't bury him.
You are
still breathing. The enemy can bury you. And because you are still breathing up to this moment, in the name that's above every other name, all your glory that have been lost shall be fully restored in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And there was this man in John chapter 5. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the enemy said they have already swallowed you. Lord asked me to tell you they will vomit you.
Olorun ni so fun won pe won po jade.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so pe ni kan be ni ilale.
He said you used to be a high flyer. Until you flew away from him. And then everything began to crash.
Ask
me to tell you. Now that you have decided to return to him, he said you will fly higher than ever before.
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
God is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. You're watching Redemption Way.
When I became general overseer in 1981, all I wanted is that the Redeemed Christian Church of God will grow. I've resigned my job as a lecturer in the university.
University.
I have nothing else to live for other than the church. So I began to do everything I knew. Every month I will hold seminars. special programs,
awon eto akanse,
outreaches,
ati iwasu ojule de ojule,
crusades,
ati iwasu itagbangba.
I fasted,
bo ti egba awe.
I prayed,
bo gbadura bakan na.
I went everywhere where I could learn.
Mo lo si gbogbo ibi ti mo ti le keko.
All the way to Korea.
Bo ti le de ilu Korea.
And Korea is far away from here.
Mo ti fe ke mo pe Korea jina si mi ta wa yi o.
Nothing happened.
Ko si nkan kan to sele to te yin e wa.
We were just dancing around. Maybe we increase by two people this Sunday, next Sunday. Another three, another Sunday, we may decrease even by four.
A kan bere si ni jobi olobiri po ni boya lo laarin ose kan boya ba reyan tutu to join wa bi eyo kan tabi meji ose to ba le mo tori won mo.
When I say special program, everybody will come.
Tin ba so pe akanse esin wa gbogbo eniyan yo wa.
As soon as I finish, everybody will go.
Ti ba si ti pari e won tun pada si ibi ton ti wa.
One day I prayed the prayer that you are going to pray one more time tonight.
Lojo kan mo wa gba adura iru yi ti won na gba la leyin.
Because I was hearing testimonies of others.
Nitori mo gbo eri tawon yoku.
In fact, young pastors, younger pastors than myself.
Mo ti le gbo tawon mi itojo ori won o to temi.
They came to me for prayers.
Awon alufa mi won wa fun mi kin gbadura fun won.
We want to start a ministry, pray for us.
A fe bere ile ijosin ti wa gbadura fun wa.
I will pray for them.
Ma gbadura fun won.
Very soon I begin to hear good reports.
Laipe ma bere si ni gbo awon iroyin nla nla.
God,
Olorun,
what about me?
Temi wa nko.
I can't go back to what where I'm coming from.
Mi o tun le pada seyin lo sibi ti mo tin bo.
So I lifted my eyes up to him one night.
Mo wa gbe oju mi soke si lojo ale lojo kan.
And I cried.
Mo wa kepe mo sokun si Olorun.
Lord,
Olorun,
remember me.
Ranti mi.
I thank God he heard.
Mo si dupe lowo re pe o gbo.
I thank God he heard.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun to gbo.
He remembered me.
O ranti mi.
He will remember somebody here tonight.
Yo ranti enikan ni lale yi.
How many people here? Many people are here.
Awon eyan pupo wa ni yi.
You know where your classmates are?
O mo bi tawon egbe re wa.
You went to college together, graduated the same time, started work the same time. They are flying, you are crawling. It's time to say, God, remember me. Some of you know those of you who married at the same time.
Ọ̀pọ̀ nínú yín máa wọ́n tẹ́ jọ lọ sílé ọkọ nígbà kan náà.
Four or five children among their children now are going to secondary school.
Àwọn ọmọ bíi mẹ́rin àbí márùn-ún ti lọ sílé ìwé gíga nínú àwọn ọmọ wọn.
Lord, remember me.
Olúwa, rántí mi.
Some of you know those of you who were believing God for partners around the same time.
Ọ̀pọ̀ nínú yín ló rántí àwọn tí ẹ jọ ń wojú Ọlọ́run fún ọkọ tàbí aya nígbà kan náà rí.
All the others now are settled in their homes.
Gbogbo àwọn tó kù ní ọkàn wọn sì ti balẹ̀ nílé ọkọ tàbí nílé ọkọ wọn.
God, what have I done?
Ọlọ́run, kí ni mo ṣe?
Remember me.
Rántí mi.
Remember me.
Rántí mi.
Many of you know how many people started trading around the same time.
Ọ̀pọ̀ nínú yín ló mọ iye àwọn tí ẹjọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ta ọjà orú òwò kan náà nígbà kan náà.
And you know where your colleagues are, you know where you are.
O si mo bi ti awon egbe re awon akojogba re wa mo bi ti won na wa bayi.
God, remember me.
Oluwa, ranti mi.
I cried to him that night and I thank God he heard me.
Mo kepe lale ojo yen mo si dupe pe o gbo mi.
Last December.
Ni osu kejila to koja yi.
during the Congress. What gave me the greatest joy throughout that Congress, apart from all the salvation and healings and everything,
is
that the man I went to in Korea in the 1980s.
Oni wipe eni ti mo lo si odo re ni ilu Korea lo keko ni 1980
sent a message.
O ran se si mi,
I want to come to Nigeria.
Mo fe wa si Nigeria.
I want to see what God is doing.
Mo fe wa wo ti Olorun se.
There is somebody here tonight.
Eni kan be ni ilale yi.
Because you came tonight.
Nitori pe o wa ni ilale yi.
In that name that's above every other name.
Ni oruko ti oju gbogbo oruko lo yi.
The world will hear about you.
Aye yo gbo nipa ti e.
I say the world will hear about you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to stop at Daddy says there that there be hundreds of conception this month.
Olorun so wi pe ogoro awon iloyun yo sele ninu osu yi,
and that every one of that conception will be like a Samuel.
Amen. Ati wi pe gbogbo awon omo ti a o loyun won yi wo ikokan ninu won yo dabi Samuel ni.
Allah said there's someone here tonight. He said you have a problem you have never told anyone. He asked me to tell you, I will solve the problem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
He
said because of you, in your family, there will be annual thanksgiving.
Amen. 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 Amen.
We want to pray more. But before we pray, I'm sure we all know we cannot be calling to God if we don't want to go away from sin. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God won't hear me.
David is sorry.
God himself said, my ears are not heavy that I can't hear. He said, but if you are living in sin, you can call till you are tired. He said, I won't even hear.
Only get it your radio.
That's why I want to give those of you who have not given your life to Jesus Christ 2 minutes. That will run forward now and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And let his blood wipe away your sins. So that your prayers will no longer be hindered. And if you were born again once, and you have gone back into sin, you better run back to God tonight. He doesn't hear sinners except you come and repent. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, before I count 10, make sure you are already standing before me here. One.
Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? He's been knocking very long.
He's been crying to God as you come. Lord, save my soul.
Ma ke pe Olorun bo tin bo yen pe Olorun gba okan mi la.
Save my soul.
Gba okan mi la.
Forgive my sins.
Dari ese mi ji mi.
Cleanse me in your blood.
We mi ninu eje re.
Every sin I've ever committed, wipe it away tonight.
Gbogbo ese ti mo ti da Oluwa fi eje re fo wonu.
Wipe it away tonight.
Oluwa fi eje re we danu.
Wipe it away tonight.
Fi eje re fo danu.
Those of you who are coming, make sure you get there before I finish praying, because I must pray now. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Yes, keep coming.
And
wait for 10 seconds more. Thank you, Father. Can you hear it calling? It's your day of salvation, so.
Oh, joy, Balarene.
Just make sure you get there before I finish praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father Almighty, we want to bless your holy name.
Baba Olodumare apoku foruko mi mo re.
We thank you for your word.
I dupe fun oro yin.
We thank you for these people who have come forward tonight.
Asi dupe fun awon won ni ti won ti jade wa lale yin.
Every one of them.
Gbogbo won patapata.
Receive in Jesus name.
E tewo pa won ni oruko Jesu.
Forgive their sins in Jesus name.
E dari ese won ni oruko Jesu.
Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus name. Save their souls tonight, Lord. Please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Almighty God, from now on, when they cry to you, please answer them in Jesus' name. And don't let them go back into the world in Jesus' name. In your kingdom, don't let them be found wanting in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Them for a life-changing experience in worship. Us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.